Now on this week's podcast, take a trip inside my brain. I brain vomit to you my thoughts and feelings on how YouTube has evolved over the last year, year and a half, and where it's going in the next 6 to 12 months. I tell you that you need to take 5 minutes for your brain to just relax. And we take a trip down memory lane with one of my carefully selected YouTube videos that might also help you think, relax, and keep learning. Here we go! Hello and welcome to the Start Creating Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. Hello and welcome to the Start Creating Podcast, episode 14. 14 whole episodes. Thank you very much. And welcome aboard if this is the first one that you've listened to. Basically, I ramble about everything social media, YouTube, anything that's in my head. And today, we're going to deep dive into my thoughts about how YouTube has evolved over the last 12 to 24 months and where I see it going in the coming months. Now, when I started my YouTube educational channel, YouTube had started cracking down on its very first demonetization. This was people panicking. This wasn't a Logan Paul thing. This was brands worrying about the age and kind of understanding the demographic that their audience needs to be for them to make money. There was the prank videos. There was Sam Pepper, who just accidentally faked shooting his friend. There was the pranks that were that also fake that were running all over the place. Now, prank channels were doing really, really well, and then they died. There was the drama channels. There was Leafy Is Not Here. Well, it's not anymore, right? Because Leafy Is Here was dominating. It was a social commentary channel, like many of them at that time, that were just bullying people, barreling into topics, making daily content over 10 minutes long, even if they had to add a minute's worth of blank space at the end. Everyone was abusing the YouTube algorithm. Nobody truly understood what they were sat on at the time, which was money. Like, before the demonetization wave started hitting, everyone that could make money, that could make a 10-minute video, right, had the chance to do well. People could throw out videos on any topic, and it wasn't really an issue. In fact, I used to make content that was quite close to the knuckle on my previous, like, incarnation on YouTube, and people were enjoying it. The problem was is that that was the calm before the storm. Over the last 2 years, we have seen YouTube fighting like tooth and nail to get control of its audience and its demographic, right? Why? Because advertisers. YouTube is a profit-making machine, and it wasn't for a very, very long time. Now they understand that it can be a launch pad for new media. It can be a launch pad for new talent. They understand that nestled within their midst is the next Ed Sheeran or, I don't know, Emma Blackery is a good example, except for it's not, because she's not gone huge, huge. Justin Bieber, you know, BTS, they are huge abroad, and then they started infiltrating through the internet. Psy for Gangnam Style. They realized that this viral-making machine can make money for them through branding, through advertising. Like, think of all of those memes that are out there that have started through things that are on the internet. Like Grumpy Cat is a prime example. Just because a cat looked a bit grumpy, it made the owners millions. And they amplified that through social media, including YouTube. Justin Bieber wouldn't have been Justin Bieber if he didn't have somewhere to upload videos. He may have stood a chance, he may have been found by a record label, but he made his target bigger. Now, the problem with this is that for a very long time, YouTube's been seen as the bastard child of the media world. The place where everybody throws up their content, literally, in vomit form. Some was well-tailored, some was well-polished. You have a look at, you know, Ray William Johnson when he was doing reviews and he had arguments with Viral Hog. You have a look at the likes of Epic Rap Battles of History being so good that, were bought by Disney. Only to then back out of that contract recently so they have their own freedom. The polished content there. Have a look at Rhett and Link. They've been knocking out content for years. They're not mainstream media, right? But they're doing well. They've got their own brand, their own content. So when it comes to the world that it was 2 years ago, the world that it is now, you see people constantly complaining. And I touched upon this like the other week when it was the union. And they're forming a union to try and take down YouTube or force them to do things differently. Things will always change and people will always be upset. As long as you can try and guess or know that you can pivot when things hit the fan, then you stand a chance. I'm sat here at the moment and my plan for the next 2 to 3 years is to continue along the path that I'm doing but add stuff to my system to help me. And maybe you'll see it as I go forward. Like this podcast didn't exist last year, right? I wasn't as active on LinkedIn last year. I weren't as active on Instagram as I am now. I mean, if you're not following me on Instagram, you're missing out. Go and check me out on Alan Spicer YT. Follow me on Twitter if you want to see my more sarcastic, brutal side. Now, what you need to do is treat YouTube as the advertising platform that it truly is. It's a place for you to upload your videos for free to market you, your brand, right? In my case, it's 350-odd videos where I'm trying to help you direct. I'm not advertising me. I'm not plugging anything. But, you know, the process, hopefully you trust me and you contact me. Now, where do I see YouTube going in the next 6, 12, 24 months? Well, we've got a American presidential election coming soon. So that's always fun. You'll see a spike in advertising rates because of it, right? Especially if you're in America or American focused, because they have to run political ads to hook people in and get their feelings. YouTube, I feel, will mature. YouTube's already hinting and have hinted and hinted at the start of the year and hinted at last year's VidCon and continue to hint. They want to go educational. They want to be a resource. They want to be squeaky clean, or as clean as they can be. Because the cleaner they are, the more money they can make. Because sooner or later, the big boys will realize that social media money is the place to spend. Not just a little bit, right? All in, right? You'll see the likes of Gillette advertising on Facebook. You'll see the likes of Unilever and the likes of Wilkinson's Sword, and you'll have like Procter & Gamble, and these big people that just keep throwing money at social media. Right now, you have a look at Facebook, not many of those ads are big brands. It's because they still believe in TV and standard metrics. YouTube is one of those platforms. And people are starting to get used to influencers. People are starting to get used to the idea of, oh, he was one of those guys off the internet, or one of those girls off the internet, right? YouTube is your chance to be an entrepreneur in your own bubble, to cultivate your own audience, to find your own people to then sell to. Now, I don't personally planning on monetizing you guys directly. I don't want to force a product down your throat. I might make a product and put it on a website somewhere, and if you choose to find it, then fine. I might name drop it or hint it or put it in links in descriptions, but I never plan on creating those infomercial bullshits that you see. I certainly never want to make one of those pre-roll ads which is like, hey, are you shit? Look at my gorgeous house. Here's my Lamborghini that I rented as I walk through past a swimming pool I don't own, right? I honestly believe that YouTube, in the next 6 to 12 months, maybe 2 years, will be the ultimate place
for education and growth. I mean, it already is, already. But gone are the days of drama channels. Gone are the day of prank videos. We don't really have, touch wood at the moment, we haven't had a major drama in a long time. When I say a long time, I mean Logan Paul last year, right? But it's already become sanitized. And yes, we are seeing people take pot shots at each other. We are seeing the race wars. We are seeing the left versus the right. And I honestly believe in the next 5-10 years, that will all settle down when everyone realizes that our generation, or the generation that's currently around, is a bit too triggered happy. They're too happy to be easily offended very quickly, so they can like play the victim card, right? Or retaliate. And YouTube is making it hard to do that. Now, I think now is a great time to get on board with the whole YouTube thing. As long as you've got a passion, as long as you've got something that you can talk about for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours on end and not shut the fuck up about, then you're perfect for YouTube. Or a podcast, for that matter. Or a podcast that you can live record and make into YouTube videos and rip into an audio format and put it onto Instagram and upload it to LinkedIn and audio like clips. And anyway, there's never been a better time to start creating content. If you start creating it now on a regular basis and you learn your skill, you can either document your thoughts, build some reputation around yourself, or build a brand. Now, if I was to start a YouTube channel right now that isn't educational based and I wanted to make money, I'm just churning out product reviews and I'm linking them to Amazon over and over and over and over and over again. Review everything in your room, your PlayStation, your camera, your TV, right? Everything. And link it to everywhere that you can on affiliate linking. You don't even need YouTube adverts to make money that way. Every fine detail of everything, your PlayStation controller, your red PlayStation controller, its charger, the stand-up charger that you bought off of Amazon, anything. If you want to make money, make reviews. If you want to make money, use affiliate links. If you want to make money, build a brand around it. You don't even have to show your face if you don't want to. If you want to entertain, go for it. If you want to educate, even better. I have a soft spot in my heart for people that are willing to stand there and teach people the things that they're looking for or hoping for. Many a time, I've been awake at 2 o'clock in the morning, in pain with something, or confused by something, or have a question for something, and I will go into YouTube and I will YouTube a result of, I don't know, how to cure gout, how to fix neck pain, how to change, I don't know, a toilet seat, anything. Everyone can ask questions. If you've got a video that can step through it, perfect. I honestly think that YouTube will continue to evolve. It will continue to isolate more and more people. It will continue to give only the features to the top tiers. And I'm very lucky that I'm currently at a point where they're starting to restrict things now. They're starting to hand out new features in the new YouTube studios and gate them. I'm lucky that my channel was growing. I know how long it took me to grow my channel. I know how long it might take to grow yours. But the only way you can grow a channel is by keep doing it. If you want that community tab at 1,000 subscribers, if you want that membership at 30,000 or 10,000 subscribers, if you want that silver play button at 100,000 subscribers, you can only get it if you keep making content. If you stop making videos and stop gaining subscribers, you'll never get there. YouTube will need to continue to evolve, and they will throw more and more ways for you to make money at us. Because anytime you make money through YouTube directly, they will take a slice of that. That's why they're bringing out stickers. That's why they're improving Super Chat. That's why they're going to give memberships to everybody. That's why they improved the memberships, for that matter. That's why they're going to do individual videos and live streams and stuff all through that. My suggestion is don't solely rely on YouTube to make your money. It's a good base. It's a good way to drum up an audience. But at the end of the day, you need to start creating not just on YouTube, but everywhere. Right? Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr. Once again, if it's even exists anymore, right? You get your face out there, you get you known in multiple places, you get your username known and you use the same username, then you're not reliant on YouTube. Should they change their policy and should you get demonetized tomorrow? You should never rely on the money that YouTube gives you because it's not guaranteed. Build a guaranteed income. That's what I did. That's how I became a full-time YouTuber at 3,000 subscribers. Right? I did that through the leads and the clients and the reputation and the hard work that you can build outside if you just use YouTube as a personality dump where you can express who you are there, or in my case, place 350 odd tutorials telling people exactly how they can do it for free, and then people are willing to pay me to do it for them anyway. Find your network, find your voice, whether it's blogs, whether it's podcasts, whether it's videos, whether it's Facebook live streams. Find the thing that you love to do. Go out there. Start creating. Now, before we deep dive into why I feel it's important to give yourself 5 minutes of silence, I want to teach you some important things using my ebook. If you go to alanspicer.com/ebook, you can download a free YouTube tips and tutorials ebook. It teaches you 10 things that you need to know about starting and growing your YouTube channel. That's alanspicer.com/ebook. It's completely free. Go download it today. From time to time, I find myself enjoying the silence that is around me. All day, I'll be listening to podcasts or TV or being bombarded by the latest wonderful kids TV program that's on the television whilst I'm looking after my stepdaughter. You realise over a time how loud the world is, even when you're trying to relax. Now, one of the things I find myself doing is every now and then I would have accidentally forgot to unmute the TV. I would have accidentally let the TV turn itself off, or I'll be sat there after a walk or wherever, right? I've always done this. I find the most blissful realization in the silence that is around me. I'm one of those people that people watch. Like, not in a creepy way. I'm not going to be sat in a bush with binoculars making sure that woman's okay, right? That's not what I mean, right? I'll go for walks and I'll sit down and I'm quite happy just watching the world go by. You'll sit in, like, there's a local park near me called Greenhead Park. Now, if you're local to me, then you'll know exactly what it is. But to summarize, it's a load of gardens to start with. And then there's a duck pond, and there's a child's play area, there's a monument, there's a path that goes all the way around it, there's some trees, right? There's a huge cricket pitch at one side, there's a little railway train. And what I used to do is love going for a walk around it. And in the process, you just kind of watch as people stroll around you. Initially, I used to go up there and listen to audiobooks. And one of my most vivid memories of that park is listening to Looking for Alaska by John Green, which I'll link in the description if you're interested. It's a great book. He's a great author. Very well written. Very easily accessible. And he was the first person that got me back into reading as an adult for pleasure rather than just utilitarianism. Rather than just learning. So what I used to do is I'd stroll around, and every now and then I'd sit down, and with the audiobook or with not, preferably not, I'd just sit there and I'd watch the world go by. Watch them fly a kite, watch them ride a bike, watch the ducks float on the pond. I honestly believe that if you just take 5 minutes to yourself to reset your brain, you'll realise how quiet the world can be. How calm the world can be. Now, I understand the irony of this, because you're currently sat there listening to my podcast and listening to my voice, whilst I tell you to listen to nothing. But after you sit down, and after you calm from the chaos, you can kind of pick things apart. Maybe it's just my lazy way of meditating, or you just don't realise what's around you. See, whilst I'm sat here sniffing, because I've just recorded a load of videos and I've kicked up a load of dust and it's going to trigger whatever allergic reactions I have and stuff, right? You sit, you chill. There's no TV talking at me. There's no one nagging me. There's no cooking that I need to do. I've got 5-10 minutes to myself. And the bliss of it being quiet, it helps your brain. You can actively feel your brain just going, Now, when was the last time you gave your brain 5 minutes? I mean, literally nothing. No TV, no phone, no radio, no podcast, nothing. You just sat there, even if it's in your own living room, even if you're closing your eyes and you're laying on the bed. When was the last time you let your brain do nothing for 5 minutes? Right? I highly advise that you take 5 minutes to yourself today. And tomorrow. And the next day. Because 5 minutes is nothing. Right? Just do nothing for 5 minutes. And see how it can help your brain. See how it might reduce your stress. It might give you that solution that you weren't even looking for. It might give you an epiphany of an idea that you could really use. Or it could just be a holiday for your brain for 5 minutes. Now, I understand that this isn't a podcast dedicated to giving you tips and tricks on how to build your social media brand or how to grow on YouTube. But I like to think that on this podcast that you're open to my ramblings of weirdness, where I try to just explain to you the inner workings of my brain and how I tackle this crazy loud world. If you can, go for a walk. If you can, enjoy some time alone. If you can, turn off the TV. Stop watching that, whatever. And just let your brain breathe. One of the most powerful tips I can give you, and one of the most powerful things I learnt in the last 5-10 years, is keep learning. At the end of the day, the only way that you can get a better wage, or that promotion, or that job that you're hoping for, or even to go self-employed, is to learn the skill that you need to do that task. And the only way you can do that is by keep learning. Yes, you may have a 9-to-5 job. Yes, it may take forever and a day to feed the 3-year-old and put her to bed, right? But 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night, till 1 o'clock in the morning, right? What are you doing with that time? Are you sat there watching Netflix? Are you sat there catching up on Game of Thrones? Or are you on YouTube learning how to code? Are you on YouTube learning how to create a podcast? Are you on YouTube or Skillshare or anywhere, really, learning the next thing to promote yourself, to increase your chances? Now, today we take a trip down memory lane into one of my YouTube videos where I teach you and explain to you why you need to keep learning. If you want to be successful on YouTube, you have to keep learning. Here we go! Hello and welcome back to another video. I'm Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. And if you're looking to start a YouTube channel, grow your YouTube channel, or push your brand out there onto the second largest search engine on the internet, you should click subscribe. Start creating. Okay, so you've been on YouTube for a while, or you're brand new. This video is still for you, so make sure you watch all the way through to the end, because trust me, this is your core foundation to long-term success. Because if you keep learning,
your game, your niche, your equipment, the environment that you happen to be in, then you will never be left behind. You'll never stagnate, and you'll always be able to evolve, invent situations where you can manipulate the situation, grow your channel. And after all, that's all we want, really. YouTube channel growth and success in the future. I'm a huge advocate for learning to teach. Basically, I'll learn something on the idea that knowing at some point I'm going to teach it to you. After all, teaching something is the best way to actually learn something. I know it sounds weird, but go back to your school days, or if you're in school, here's a quick tip. Learn your mathematics, then try and teach your friend that's a little bit worse off, or someone that's not even in that kind of school, how to do that equation, and because you're having to explain it in its simplest terms, it sticks in your head better. But this also means that if you learn something, not only are you learning a new skill, but in the process, you'll then be able to create content out of it. I've recently started using Photoshop after many years of using PaintShop Pro. Now, I know if you're designy based people, your soul just died a little bit inside because I mentioned PaintShop Pro rather than Photoshop, because yeah, I use a program that's 10 years out of date and it was Corel Draw and I don't know, I'm not graphicky, but in the process at some point hopefully I'll learn how to Photoshop, I'll get better at Photoshopping, I can then teach you how to Photoshop. Maybe I'll start doing Photoshop tutorials that I can put on this channel in 6 months time to help other people in my situation in future. Learn to multitask to make learning easier. Now, multitasking is one of the kind of keys to this. I know many people are sat there going, yeah, but Alan, I go to work, and Alan, I go to school, and I've got to deal with the kids, and I've got to deal with my homework. I don't have time to learn. Of course you do. Just like I said in one of my videos, that you've always got a situation. There's no excuse not to create content. There's also no excuse to learn something or start trying to learn something. When you walk to school, when you walk to work, when you're sat there on the bus, when you're sat there on the train, what are you doing? When you're doing your housework, when you're in your bath, what are you doing? No, I don't want to know what you're doing in the bath, Billy. Leave it alone, Billy. If you're doing the housework and you're doing your hoovering, put your headphones on, listen to a podcast, listen to an audiobook, learn something about your niche. I understand if you're into gaming that might be a little bit hard, but you can listen to game creators, you can listen to game podcasts. If there's a specific game that you do on your channel, then you can find those fan groups. Like, I'm a big Destiny fan, so forever and a day I was listening to IGN's Fireteam talk. If you're walking to work, if you're walking to school, if you're going to pick up a prescription, this is your prime opportunity once again. An audiobook, a podcast, you could be reading something, you can be reading Gary Vaynerchuk's Crushing It, or, you know, just generally expand your brain in the niche that you happen to be doing. Learn something, pick up a new skill, get a notepad and note things down. If you're on a train, if you're on a bus, those kind of situations, in fact, it even plays into your favor. I used to travel about an hour each way into work every morning, right, when I was working in security. The thing that really used to drive me mental was all of that wasted time. Granted, at that time of morning, I was completely knackered and I just fell asleep on the train. But if I had forethought, if I had the YouTubey thing, maybe I would have sat down and watched YouTube videos in my niche, maybe learnt from Roberto Blake and Nick Nimmin, just generally learn the niche that I happen to be in. The advantage of that is that there's nobody else that can nick the TV remote, there's nobody else that wants to watch Paw Patrol for 17 hours, there's no homework to do because you're travelling to school and hopefully you've done the homework over the weekend. This is your chance to focus. You can analyse what they're doing, how they're doing it, jump cuts, sound, lighting, that kind of thing, or just generally learn from the information that's been given. I know that when I went down at Christmas to see my family, I was on a bus for 6.5 hours on a mega bus. Prime time to listen to an audiobook, take notes, learn, note down video ideas. Perfect. There's always an opportunity when you're travelling to learn something. Learn a new platform. Okay, so you've got the ball rolling. You're on YouTube, you've got your first 100, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 subscribers. They're rolling in monthly. You get to a point where it's sustainable. They're used to your face, they're used to your content, or you're just starting. It doesn't matter on this. Learn a new platform at the same time. If you're editing your YouTube video, how hard would it be to also clip out a 10 second to 30 second clip that you could then put on Instagram or Vero? Or IGTV, or Facebook, or LinkedIn. If you learn another network, if you learn another social media platform, or you jump onto a brand new platform that might be emerging and you're not quite sure how it works, this is your chance to kind of put your foot in the door over there as well, because any opportunity to bring traffic from off-site into YouTube helps the algorithm, because it proves to YouTube that it can drive traffic to your content. In the last year, I've learned how to create mailing lists, I've learned how to use IGTV, dabbled in things like Facebook video, I've touched upon video with LinkedIn, I've tried to learn Facebook ads. All of these things, if you learn these environments, if you learn these social platforms, you can build networks, you can build groups, you can find forums. These are your opportunities to learn other networks that maybe can funnel people in your direction, a different demographic maybe. You can tap into other areas that can also scrape to you, because that's what YouTube is. The more opportunities, the more people to funnel in to you, your personality, your value-led content, the more you can help, the more they'll get used to your fluffy face and subscribe. Learn a new skill. Now, I'm gonna try and learn Photoshop, but you can also learn how to use other editing tools. Learn how to play another game, learn how to use a camera, learn how to set up audio, learn how to set up lighting. Or in the case of me, I went out and I learnt and I become a YouTube certified expert using the YouTube Creator Academy. These are skills that not only will improve your content, expand your brain, give you more ideas, help you not stagnate in future, it'll give you the chance to evaluate and evolve over time, but it could also be that little extra, that extra skill, that extra service that you can offer to future clients in the case of a business. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I learned how to use Adobe Premiere Pro. That is now one of the core basis of my current company, in which I edit videos for other clients, I consult, I work out SEO, I maximize their potential. 11 years ago, I was very good with social media platforms. I knew how to use forums, and I knew how to use this emerging social media background. Over the next 11 years, I learned how to create videos, I learned how to create YouTube content, I learned how to blog, I learned how to code, I learned how to create websites, and those skills all over time became part of my services, become part of businesses, or services that I could offer my employer at the time. Those skills then very, very quickly led me to become self-employed in the last 2 years and made me a full-time YouTuber with 3,000 subscribers. Now, to check out that video, it will be here. Go out there, start creating and learning.
Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.